Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop. Give you a chance to win some prizes on a game show Wednesday. Coming up at 8:20. Cake, since you said the entertainment page was light, this isn't entertainment related, but the story caught my attention this morning.
Yes.
And we talk about these stories from time to time. It's just the audacity of people
that
they think they can get away with things. A man in, shocker, Florida reportedly purchased a brand new Porsche with a check he printed on a home computer. So Casey William Kelly, who's 42 years old, cashed in the nearly $140,000 check at a local car dealership on Tuesday, but he was taken into custody a day later when he attempted to buy several Rolex watches at a jeweler in Miramar Beach with more bogus checks.
So he's printing them on his dot matrix printer at his house, and then he thinks that people aren't going to be they're not going to catch up on his scam. You know what? Put him
85% stupidity jail.
Put him in real jail first, and then stupidity jail. But maybe he deserves another sentence.
But maybe the dealership is stupid
because they didn't catch it.
Well, they sold the car, so they sold a Porsche 911 Turbo to this 42-year-old donk in Florida, right?
Well, they're desperate to make sales, JP. Who's buying Porsches in a pandemic?
And then they tried to cash the check.
Yeah, and then the bank said, "Are you serious? Look at this homemade check."
Don't they do more background checks on the funding on your finances if you're going to stroke a check for $140?
I would think.
Maybe not out there in California.
But what's in this guy? Like, maybe he's been shady his whole life, but where all of a sudden he decides? I mean, printers have been around forever, right? I mean,
sure.
Maybe he's printing some fantastic looking check that looks legit. But he prints up a check, and he just all of a sudden goes on a spending spree where he buys a Porsche and has to go out and get a bunch of Rolexes.
No, he's a loser. He's got a void in his life, obviously, and he needs to fill it with expensive foreign automobiles and fancy watches.
Well, he's done it before, obviously, and it worked before, and he said, F it. What's the worst that can happen? I get arrested. Okay. Probably spends a couple days in jail.
Yeah.
He's just a Donkey Kong. Look at him. He just looks like a donk.
How does that seed get planted that you're just going to come up with a phony bogus check from your home printer? Like, I would never have the balls to walk into a dealership with a homemade check. I mean, just never happened.
And then
do you know how silly we actually thought this was when this first came out, when we actually moved off the typewriter?
Oh, this is Florida, not California.
Yeah, Florida. By the way, some dealerships still have like when you sign your car paperwork, it's weird. Like when you sign paperwork for a new car, it's like you're going into a time warp. Right. Like somehow you have to sign it on something that's come out of like basically what's a dot matrix type printer.
They don't still have that paper with the little holes on
the side. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
I think the last car purchase I made, it's coming out of like a dot matrix printer. It's crazy that
by the way,
some of that old technology still exists.
Speaking of cars, I'm in a family car dilemma. Serious one, because I've got three cars right now, all from Priority, Toyota, and Springfield. All
yes,
three.
Yes, very good.
Right? Now, one of them is the endorsement deal, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't actually pay on that. I got to pay the property taxes, which that hurts.
Right.
State of Virginia personal property tax is just it's a punch in the gut. And the other two I obviously pay for. But my oldest daughter is going to be taking a car to Virginia Tech in 3 weeks.
Luca's right? upset about this dilemma.
Yeah, she's mad.
Yeah, I know. She's barking at the guy's getting ready to cut the grass, so just be prepared for that. Anyway, so my daughter's taking the car, so my younger daughter is going to need a car. Okay, now even though it's virtual, she doesn't need to take it to school every day because she's not going to be going to school, but she'll need it, you know, for other things. But then she's going to college in a year, so she may not have a car her freshman year on campus. So do I buy her a car, lease her a car, or buy her a car and have the car sit on the street next year and pay every month? What do I do? What do I do?
You rotate. You have two cars. That's enough for three people. There might be times when there's a dilemma.
Oh, she'll be so
but
salty.
You're going to have so many times where cars just sit on the driveway.
Yeah, duh. I do that. There's a car in my driveway that I literally haven't put the key in probably 3 months. No, I'm shocked if it starts.
Are you paying for
it? I don't have the extra car.
Of course I'm paying for it.
Yeah. You're not driving your car as much as you used to. You're working from home. Now, if you all of a sudden.
But eventually we're going to go back in.
Right. If you're starting to use the car a little bit more and she doesn't have access to a car, but. And your wife, you know, works from home. Let's just say that.
Right.
The cars should be around.
I know, but there's going to be times where my daughter's going to need a car and my wife won't be home.
Fetch a ride.
I still think.
Uber.
I know.
She can Uber.
Look, it's a dilemma. It's a big time dilemma.
I don't think it's that much of a dilemma. Unless you want
to
be a
big baller. Because you don't have to deal with the ramifications, the emotional ramifications, the bickering, the arguing. Because her older daughter, her older sister, got a car on her 17th birthday.
See, the precedent has been set.
Yeah, that's your fault.
It actually wasn't for her birthday. It was Christmas.
Well, why don't you just buy her a used car and then sell it in a year?
I thought about that.
Could do that.
But then I'm going to lose my ass. There's no way I'm going to be able to sell the car.
Can't you buy a cheapie?
Yeah. Just buy a beater.
Go on Craigslist. Buy a car for like
Craigslist.
She doesn't need a silly RAV4.
Yeah.
I know.
I want a cake snubbers. He's got extras. He probably has an old Saturn still in the driveway.
No, that's gone. I gave that to charity.
I don't know.
I gave that charity case to charity.
You know what? Everyone has to drive a poo-poo.
Yeah, of course.
Believe me, I drove a poo-poo.
It's a rite of passage.
But there's a precedent because her sister got a brand new RAV4.
That's on you.
That's your
mistake. I can't get her a 2006 Honda.
You got to tell her. Just say, I made a mistake.
You can. Just say, I'll get you, when you're a sophomore at VTech, I'll upgrade your car.
Yeah, just say, if you get a silly academic scholarship, I'll hook you.
Well, that ain't happening.
Here's the answer. Here's the answer.
You got a better chance hitting the Powerball.
Here's the answer, and it's true. It is not going to feel good for your daughter, but it is true, and it's something that I heard in life at different times, and I'm sure you've heard it in life at different times. Life isn't fair.
That's not always fair. That is true.
We've learned that. A life lesson.
Right.
We've learned that in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
A lot of keeping up with the Joneses in Ashburn.
Yeah. It's a lot
There's
of that.
A lot
of,
oh, by the way, you have a shared driveway. How could you possibly fit your four vehicles and whatever your neighbor has?
You got 20 cars in that
one
driveway.
Shared driveway.
Well, that's the other thing is, well, again, my daughter will be going to Tech here in 3 weeks. So until December, we'll still just have the three cars if I end up getting her one. But you're right. I mean, when she's back, we have four cars. We have to put two on the street.
By the way, if your daughter is at Virginia Tech, why does she need a vehicle there? If she's living on, or she's off
campus, correct?
She's
living off campus. She's off campus.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes more sense.
It's just a dilemma.
Yes, okay?
I'm just telling you. As a dad, I'm in a predicament.
You're in a quagmire. You don't know what to do.
I'm in a quag.
You don't know where to go. You don't know what to do.
I'll let you know my decision.
Less cars is better. Because when
hell yeah.
when I get my insurance bill, I want to fall out of my chair when I see it from insuring all the vehicles.
Oh, the insurance is
that
a joke.
I insure.
It's an unbelievable. It's a huge expense.
It's a show.
I mean, if you couple the actual car payments, well, and the personal property taxes in Virginia, and then the insurance, it's like having another mortgage.
Yeah. You guys will chuckle at this. My dryer broke. Just broke.
Well, I know Jason's.
I had it fixed. I had it fixed like three months ago. Broke again.
Now I'm buying a new one. How much did you pay for it?
For the repair?
Yeah.
Like $180.
All right. For the new one.
I kind of went with the number. I think with delivery and haul away, it's going to be like $700.
All right.
But that's still, I mean,
that's actually pretty standard because I had to deal with my mom owns a property in Crofton and she has a tenant. And the dryer
right,
went out.
Right, because you're rich.
I'm sure. In Crofton. She bought the rental property in the 70s.
It's still property.
She bought the property in the 70s.
You know what I'm going to say, JP? Home warranty.
Right, exactly. I was waiting for it.
Yes. Yeah, so that's another expense. So that's going to be great.
Expenses everywhere.
Yes, expenses.
But by the way, when I went to Lowe's in Bowie on Sunday for my mom, it was a whole drama because she had ordered one online. It wasn't going to be delivered till August 20th. The guy at Lowe's told me that they had, you're lucky you were able to get one, Cakes.
Yeah.
They had on many of the dryers a 6 to 8 week backup.
Really?
Yes.
I would have
so
had
they only had a few that were in stock.
I would have had a clothesline in my backyard like Valdez's parents have.
You could pull that off.
Anything, just the hammer Valdez and the Pasadena backyard.
By the way, I once drove by his house.
Yes.
Because back in the day. No, I think you remember back in the day, Kelsey, who's now 19, was into Dance Moms. And there was a Dance Moms autograph signing in Pasadena, Maryland.
Wow.
And I took my daughter to this Dance Moms autograph signing at the little ballet studio.
Also known as the lowest point of your life.
In Pasadena. And I think I asked Valdez for the address, and I just drove by to check it out. It's not as terrible as we make it out to
seem. I'm just kidding.
Stalker. See the boat in the front yard?
The boat on blocks?
Yeah, yeah. Dad had to take that out of the water yesterday.
Oh, I think for some reason, and I might be making it up at this point, for some reason I believe your dad was mowing the lawn.
I'm sure he was. Just trying to upkeep the property.
Probably.
That's all. One expense that I will not incur.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember the movie Red Dragon? I know it's an old reference.
I mean, oh, hey,
I know it's an old reference.
Yeah, is that the one with Hannibal?
It's the one with Ralph Fiennes is right. Francis Dolarhyde. Okay, right. The serial killer. Okay, do you remember?
Barely.
Do you remember his signature move? Like, if you saw this, you knew that he was in your house and basically your entire family was dead.
I do not.
Okay, he would punch the mirrors in the house because he hated his own reflection. He hated himself. He's very self-loathing.
That's why his girlfriend was blind, right? Wasn't she blind in the movie?
She was blind, yeah, so it worked
pretty
out well.
Topical.
So, but there is a point to it, Valdez. You just got to wait for it. It looks like he punched my phone, okay, because it has crack. It looks like the mirrors in Red Dragon.
Oh, let me see.
Okay, because yesterday I was playing pickleball.
Show that again.
And I mean, they're not huge, but there's one right there.
Yep. Rom is frantically trying to text you for attention dollars, so his name pops up on the screen.
So, in between pickleball games, I was so desperate to see the box score for DeAndre Ayton.
Uh-huh.
So I fumbled my phone and I dropped it on the patio. On the concrete, and now it looks like Francis Dolarhyde has shown up and smashed
my
phone into pieces.
Bad, Cakes.
It's not that bad, but it looks hurting. And I like to have a clean screen when I look at my phone. Do you know how much the scam artists want to fix the screen on my phone, at least by looking online at one place? $240!
What?
$240 to replace it. I can get a new phone for $240.
Doubtful. Yeah.
Well, you get a good phone. Maybe that's like a stretch. A you know what?
You can get a used phone.
I'm going to have a Red Dragon cracked phone for 5 years.
Join the club.
I'm not getting that fixed.
Cakes, I've had a cracked phone for at least a year.
I'm not spending $250 to have an uncracked screen.
I'm with you.
Finished.
All right, coming up next, it is a Game Show Wednesday. If you want to compete for prizes, including a gift card to Paisano's Pizza, we love Paisano's. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 on a Game Show Wednesday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Earlier, when we opened up the Junkies sports page, we talked about the Nats getting a dub and improving to 500. We'll talk to the Nationals GM, Mike Rizzo, at 9 o'clock. He joins us every Wednesday at that time as we go in the clubhouse. We'll also preview the PGA Championship with one of our favorites, Steve Sands, from the Golf Channel at 9:25. But right now, it is a Game Show Wednesday, Cakes.
It's brought to you by our good friends at MGM National Harbor. The poker room is open, in case you haven't heard.
Nice.
And the Cakes Classic makes its triumphant return after a four-month hiatus tonight at 7:15. If you come out and play and you knock me out of the tournament, mm-hmm. you get these right here. You get those three black chips. You get $300 right there. So come on out tonight. We would love to see you at MGM National Harbor. They've got all the safety protocols in place, plexiglass, you're playing seven-handed, hand sanitizer everywhere. They're trying to keep you safe and let you see flops at the same time.
All right, here's the deal. Game Show Wednesday, we are bringing back Name That Hating.
Very good.
The listeners will challenge a junkie, either Jason Bishop or Johnny Cakes Auville, because I sent in these clips last night to Matt Valdez. I know the answers. I will give the clues. There will be a bidding process between the listener and the junkie. When we settle on the time, we play the clip. If the listener correctly identifies it, we will hook them with a prize. If not, we move on to the next contestant. Our first contestant, we do have a ladies first policy, Kelly in Bethesda.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello,
hey, Kelly.
Kelly. Who would you like to challenge and Name That Hurting?
I'll take Jason.
Taking on Bish Bucks.
Okay.
All right, Bish Bucks and Kelly. We're going to go with the category of Bubble Boys.
Okay.
This Bubble Boy is a rookie. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, Kelly. How long to name that hurting?
I'll start at 4.
She can name that hurting in 4 seconds. Jason, do you want to give her 4 or do you dare to go below?
I think I'm going to give her 4.
All right.
It's an eternity.
Kelly, you have 4 seconds to name this.
She's going
to
earn it.
And I felt alive again, man. My competitive spirit was there. And you know, I'm glad Coach.
Kelly,
God.
Do you have a guess?
Hmm.
You need a rehear.
We
can give you one rehear.
Okay, I'll take it.
Again, it's a rookie in the bubble.
And I felt alive again, man. My competitive spirit was there. And you know, I'm glad Coach and the whole team.
Oh, gosh.
Give you a hint. He's got a fat butt.
I unless it was baseball, I don't even know. Sorry.
Sorry, Kelly. Jason Bishop, it is.
Yeah, I feel alive again, man.
It's got to be Zion.
Zion Williamson, of course.
And the whole team trusted me to finish the game out.
What does this
All right, let's punch
do?
Up our next contestant. Let's go out to Olney, Cakes' Hood, and Bart. Bart, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning. What's up?
What's up, Junks?
Bart, you want to take on Cakes, your fellow Olney guy, or Bish Bucks?
I got to take on Cakes after that geography display last week.
Hey, easy there, Bart. I thought Mizzou dipped down lower than Oklahoma. I need to refresh my U.S. states knowledge. All
right, here is your clue for Bubble Boys. Clue number two. He didn't play college basketball. Bart, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. This Bubble Boy did not play in college.
I'll name it in four.
I can name that Bubble Boy in 3 seconds.
Name it.
Cakes, you have 3 seconds to name this Bubble Boy who didn't play in college.
Okay.
We're a young team. You know, we got a lot to learn. You know, we'll get better.
I think I got it.
You think you have that?
I mean, it could be one of a million guys, but.
Oh, didn't play in college. All right. I need a rehear.
We young team, you know, we got a lot to learn. You know, we'll get better.
I mean, I have zero idea who that is.
Also think about who's sending the clues.
Right.
I'm just going to go with.
That's too big of a hint.
I'm going to go with Luca.
Yeah.
It is Luca. Valdez, you shouldn't have hooked him like that.
That was a hook job.
Valdez just ruined the game.
I mean, he ruined it.
That was a hook job.
I'm ready to do the read, to give away the prize to Bart.
I'm sorry, I hoard Bart.
Before that, I actually thought that it was probably Luca, but I wasn't 100%. I was about 75%.
All right, let's go to Dave in D.C. Dave, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Good morning, guys.
Hello, Dave. Dave, who would you like to challenge and name that acting?
Let's do Bishop.
All right,
Bish Bucks and Dave. This is the three-pointer in Bubble Boys.
Bubble Boys.
He was silly in college.
Does that apply to all of those guys?
He was silly in college.
Okay, 4 seconds.
All right, I'll name it in three.
Do it.
3 seconds to name this hurting who's in the bubble, who was silly in college.
To clinch number one in the West means a lot to us.
A.D.
Anthony Davis, too easy. We're not going to give away any prizes.
I mean, come on. We've got to give away the prize.
That's okay. We've got another category. Three more to go.
Okay. Pretty good audio clue there. Who could it be? Else could it be?
Jared I'm trying Dudley. To be general. Let's go to Gerald, who's in Bealeton. Gerald, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks?
By the way,
Anthony Davis probably has the most recognizable voice besides LeBron in the entire league.
Cakes, there was the first dig. We always know that every game show that we play on the show, somebody's either going to complain about the quality questions, the quality clues, too hard, too easy. That was the first one from Draft.
I mean, you should never play game shows. I mean, it's fine to give away stuff, but it's just...
I'm going to say, Name That Hurt Thing is the 16 seed of game shows.
Oh, really?
It used to be good.
It's just, there's the difference between too hard and too easy is just so big. And then people don't understand the betting.
So you're saying it's hard to find the sweet spot.
Yeah, it's a difficult sweet spot.
Here. Let's go to Gerald in Bealeton. Gerald, what's up?
What's up, Jumps?
What's up?
The category is past their prime. Who would you like to challenge in Name That Hurt?
Let's take Cakes.
Taking on Cakes. All right, here's your clue. I'm going to try and make it as generic as possible.
All right.
In the news, but Cakes doesn't care. I'm in the news, but Cakes doesn't care.
In the news, but I don't care.
Gerald, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm going to take the 5 seconds for sure.
Gerald, I want you to win a prize. I'm going to give you the full 5 second listen.
Well, my life before boxing was a country boy. I used to raise pigs, cows, chickens, had a kept a.
Ooh, think I got it.
There's some plenty of context right there. And by the way, Cakes doesn't care because he doesn't care about boxing.
Yeah.
Such a huge clue. I will give you a rehear. Here it is again. Cakes doesn't get sized for this guy past his prime.
Well, my life before boxing was a country boy. I used to raise pigs, cows, chickens, kept a dog, had a few horses.
Gerald, I think you have to get this.
Chicken.
Is it the guy Tyson's fighting?
Yes, can you name him?
It's gotta be.
You know what? I give him the prize.
Can you give it to him?
Yes.
Well, my life before boxing was a country boy. I used to raise pigs, cows.
Yes, Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, he's a winner. Hook my man Gerald.
Congratulations. You win the $25 gift card to Paisano's. Customer Appreciation Month is extended into August. Choose between pizza, salad, and sandwiches for only $7, courtesy of Paisano's. Yes, they are fighting in September. Do you know how old Roy Jones Jr. is, Cakes?
Is he like 54?
I thought he was 51, but he's definitely in his 50s.
I think he's a little bit younger than Tyson.
Maybe Tyson's 54 and Jones is 51. Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's punch up.
I wouldn't watch those dogs fight in my backyard, by the way, let alone pay for it.
Well, 100% chance JP pays for it.
I know he'll pay for it.
Let's go to Keith in
So will Drab.
Keith, probably the first time he's ever played a Junkies game show. What's up, Keith?
Morning, Chunks.
Keith, who do you want to challenge and name that acting?
I go with Captain Cakes.
Captain. All right. Hey, Captain.
All right, Keith and Cakes. The category, of course, is past their prime. Your clue is he's a bit of a country bumpkin.
Keith, you can lead off the bidding.
I can name that in 5 seconds.
I can name that acting in 4 seconds.
Go for it.
All right.
4 seconds to name this guy past his prime who's a bit of a country bumpkin.
All right.
I think, and I really like to talk about the team, because that's what's most important to me.
Got it. God, I'm good at this game.
Okay, he looks befuddled.
He's a past his prime country bumpkin?
Yes.
I'm not giving you any hints.
Don't give him any other clues.
Well, I'm definitely getting a rehear from one Matt Valdez.
I think, and I really like to talk about the team, because that's what's most important to me, but I think...
You love the Zoom audio.
Oh, he might have given you a 5th second.
Yeah, I hear a 5th.
A country bumpkin passes
prime.
Takes
3 seconds.
I know this is wrong. Brett Favre!
How about this? He's got about 8 kids, maybe 9.
He's got and I really like to talk about the team.
Oh, is that Philip Rivers?
Philip Rivers.
Oh,
Keith
there.
And Laura, we're going to hook you up with the DVD copy of Knives Out, the comedy crime drama of a detective that investigates the death of a patriarch of an eccentric, combative family. Let's go to Rich in Olney for the last Name That Hurting game.
Richie.
Morning, John.
Rich. Rich, who would you like to tangle with and name that art?
Let's start Bish Bucks.
All right, Bish Bucks and Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the category is past their prime, and your clue is she was a little bit baldy back in the day. Rich, you can start the bidding in 5 seconds or less.
That's 5 seconds.
Cakes, what should I do?
You should first tell Rich to turn his blinker off. That's what you should.
What's
do.
Up? Is that a blinker in your car? You got to stop.
Is it hazard lights?
Good call, Valdez.
All right.
For the light to turn green.
I'll name it. I'll name it in 4. Probably giving you the prize.
Do it.
All right. Jason Bishop, you have 4 seconds to name this hottie who's past her prime, who was money back in the day.
It's the only place where our users and influencers can connect and talk about anything, and you're dealing directly.
Jason's big on users and influencers.
All right. Rehear. No idea.
It's the only place where our users and influencers can connect and talk about anything, and you're dealing directly.
Oh, I don't think he knows it.
Do you know it, Cakes? No.
My guess, I definitely don't. This is 100% wrong, but my guess is Pam Anderson.
It is Pam Anderson.
Are you kidding me? It's a one-outer, my friend.
Good call.
Looking at them in their eyes, and it's just like, I think it's a really kind of modern way to communicate.
Valdez, that's a one-outer.
Hey, that's big. Junkies finished 4-2.
I had no idea.
That's impressive.
That's respectable.
I had it in my head that it was going to be Courtney Cox for some reason, but when then I heard the voice, I said, there's no chance.
Sometimes in this game, when you get in a tunnel, you can't get out.
Yeah, it's difficult. Well played. Junkies finished 4-2. That means we can save that prize for later in the program for the very popular Caller 10 game.
Yes. Rich
Remember,
is so bitter. Rich
coming
is
up at
so
9
bitter.
O'clock, Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, joins us. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Some breaking news in the college football world. I know some people are going to make jokes that they didn't even play football, but UConn has canceled its football season over COVID-19 concerns.
Wow.
The Department of Athletics made the announcement this morning. They say that after receiving guidance from state and public health officials and consulting with football student athletes, they've decided they will not compete on the gridiron this season. And I know the jokes are that they didn't compete last year.
A lot of
jokes. Talked about Randy Etzel's program. But this could be the first domino as we're wondering whether football is going to work on both the collegiate level and the NFL level. On the college level, you have the outbreak at Rutgers, right, where up to 28 football players and multiple staff members have tested positive. So you have the Rutgers situation going on. And then I don't know if you guys read the story about this Colorado State football coach. Did you hear about this guy?
Yes. They were trying to cover up positive tests, and they were threatening players if they did test positive. Yes.
Yeah, players and University Athletic Department staff say coaches told players not to report symptoms.
Oh,
In fact, they threatened players with reduced playing time if they quarantine. And they claim, this is from the players, they claim that Colorado State is altering contact tracing reports to keep players practicing. Mm-hmm. So it's just a mess in some situations on the college level. And you wonder on the NFL level if this thing's going to work. I know on ProFootballTalk.com, Mike Florio posted an article. So the Saints apparently have a voluntary bubble. And maybe this is what teams need to do. Because you know what voluntary is in the NFL, right? I mean, they have voluntary mini camps, and pretty much every player shows up.
It means you basically do it.
Right. And, of course, the Saints had their head coach
He was the first head coach to contract coronavirus in terms of coaches in the NFL, and Sean Payton. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he takes it seriously, and they're trying to have their own little bubble. The problem is, you know, with the rest of the teams in the NFL, guys are at training camp, and then they can go home. They go home to their families. They can go home, go out to the bars, do whatever the hell they want to do in their lives. They're not in the bubble. Do you think kind of the news kind of swirling college football and NFL will lend itself towards more voluntary bubble situations?
I mean, if these guys want to have a season, I think they're going to try to
Something to think about. I would hope
that they would try to minimize their interactions with people outside of the team. Basically, they have to get into a routine of practice, go home, stay home, go back to practice, and basically that's your life through training camp and through the season for however long
that
lasts.
But you have the monetary incentive of making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars by doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to make that check, if you want those checks to continue streaming in, you're going to take your health and the people around you's health seriously, as you should. Everybody should.
Well, and with college, you're going to see some of these outbreaks. You just are when you get all these kids together. But, you know, a lot of these schools are testing every day, and they're having very small percentages come back positive. Maryland sends out an update, I don't know, weekly. They've only had 12 positive tests out of 950 tests. So that's not even 2%, right? So that's a very small percentage, and I'm sure a lot of these other schools are probably on that same level. I'm kind of surprised that UConn decided to cancel. I'm just surprised that a school would come out and just completely cancel it and not just go with the conference game schedule or you know, an abbreviated schedule. I hope that doesn't happen with other schools, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, they say that this is about health, and I'll take them at their word.
Yep.
But UConn can't be a program that's making much profit, if any. So it might actually...
They're probably losing money,
it may actually
I would have to guess.
Behoove them to have no season, you know what I mean?
Well, they got to make something on their football team. I mean, they're still FBS.
Yeah.
I guarantee you it's the majority of their revenue, even though they're terrible.
I don't know. I think that these leagues... I'm somewhat optimistic that they can make adjustments on the fly. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. When you hear stories like this, does it make you more pessimistic or more optimistic about the future of college football and the NFL? Like, we've seen Major League Baseball already make a few adjustments on the fly. You may consider it minor, but the fact that they have tweaked the roster limit and it'll stay at 28 means that they're giving teams a little more wiggle room. That if they have a couple of positive tests, they can quarantine those players and the season can go on. And I think what you'll see is, especially when the managers and general managers spoke about the outbreaks with the Cardinals and the Marlins respectively, that they basically said, look, the players just, they have to be responsible. I think if that message, if they continue to hammer that message, I think players are going to get it, especially the ones that want to make millions of dollars.
Actually, I've got to correct myself. I forgot that UConn had bailed from the AAC and just went to the Big East, so they don't actually have a conference. So
and that's why I think they're not playing in games.
Yeah, so that makes a little bit more sense. I was just reading that. So
yeah, I mean, they can spin it maybe as we're protecting the players, but in reality,
they just couldn't get any games.
They had no one to play, and they lose money.
Yeah, I think. So that makes sense.
Poor Randy Edsall.
But I'm hoping that doesn't happen with other schools that actually do have conferences.
What have we heard?
And I don't think they would.
I know that, like, last Friday, some big programs are getting back to practice. I haven't heard that much about the college teams practicing. To me, no news is probably good news, right?
Yeah, that's what I would assume. I mean, most of these schools, if they don't have started, you know, I don't know if they've started official practices, but they certainly have been back together on campus doing workouts. But, you know, those practices are probably starting very soon. Now, a lot of these conferences probably won't start until minimum Labor Day weekend, and a lot of the Power Fives have already said we're going to start September 26th, so they're giving themselves extra time.
Yeah.
So maybe their practices start mid-August opposed to early August.
Some might not even start till October. Isn't like the first Terps game supposed to be like early October? So they've got a little more time.
Has the Big Ten actually come out with their schedules yet?
They're announcing it today that they're going conference only, I believe.
Yeah. So we had heard that a few weeks ago, but... Yeah, so they're giving themselves more time. Conference only is fine. I'll take it. If you can get 9 or 10 games in, you scratch those 3 out of conference games, I'll take it. Let's just hope
as you watch SEC games on Saturday, watch some Big Ten games, I think you're going to be happy.
Absolutely. I'll be happy with anything. Still pessimistic that they can get through it, but maybe their coaching staffs are doing a really good job with keeping them quarantined, even though we haven't really heard that. They are doing a lot of testing.
This says that Big Ten is starting week 1, September 5th, and Maryland plays Iowa on September 5th.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Did not realize that.
That's Labor Day weekend.
That is. By the way, is Tua's brother, is he sitting out this year for the Terps, or is he eligible to play?
I don't know. He applied for that waiver. I'm not sure. I hadn't heard if he got it yet, if it was granted. We'd have to call over there. So I do not know that. And by the way, if they find out, the president of Colorado State did this, they're going to do this huge investigation on the football staff. If they find out that they were doing that, Adazio, who's the coach, he's got to be gone.
You have to fire him.
But the season's starting in a month.
See, here's the problem. These stories come out, and everybody just publishes it and takes it as fact, and then there's always another side.
Correct.
Like 30 minutes after that report came out, tons of players got on Twitter and said, what are they talking about? That's not the case at all. We've been doing testing. The coaches have been saying the exact opposite.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right. Always two sides.
Yeah, I mean, there might be disgruntled, guys on the team that are frustrated with playing time, or they might get cut. That whole Wazoo thing was weird this past weekend, where the player said he got cut because he was opting out or because he joined the union thing. It's just a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah, I would agree. So let's just wait and see what happens. But, again, I'll take the conference schedules. I'll take the 10 games, 11 games. Some of the Power Fives have announced they're going to do conference plus one. I'll take that. I just want to see football Labor Day weekend.
The biggest question is, will there be a college fantasy football league up and running in 2020? Well, I'm going to guess.
Drab and I are doing a draft right now.
Oh, you are?
I hope so, because we're in a 45-round draft.
45 rounds? Yeah. That'll never end. How will that ever end?
It's nauseating.
Is this the college to Canton league? Is this still the college to Canton league?
Campus to Canton.
Whatever it is. It's called the College to Eternity League.
Campus to Canton to COVID.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been doing it for 3 weeks and we're in round 13.
Oh, my God.
I know. It takes some guys 5 or 6 hours to make one pick.
You know what you should do? You should add like high school football to it.
Yeah, do that while you're at it.
But I do get a little bit sized. And yes, there will be, if they're playing, yes, there will be a college football fantasy league.
All right, well, we do know that they are playing in Major League Baseball. There have been some cancellations. The Nats didn't play for 4 days, but they're back in action. They won last night, Patrick Corbin with the win. He had Howie Kendrick go off, hit a home run. I think he was 4-for-4 in the game. We're going to talk to the Nats GM, President of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo, next, right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.